The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
And a good morning, everybody. It is the 9th of June, 2023. And there are maybe as many peculiar things swirling around the news this morning as we wrap up the week as at any time in recent memory. If your trust is fractured in the authorities that we usually need to rely on to be straight shooters, there's such weird things going on with regard to the Department of Justice, with regard to the FBI in a Texas case, the Paxton case. The Paxton attorneys are on the offensive in a letter that I received last night that I'll share with you. All kinds of stuff going on. So let's plow forward. And you know what the first turnstile is, the first gate to walk through. That is the official declaration that it's Friday.
Wow! I feel good. I feel good. Ow! I feel good.
I feel good.
I feel good.
You want me to say I feel good?
I feel good.
I would not.
So good. So good. I got you.
It is always nice on Friday coming out of James Brown to throw some love to a prime musical birthday, Jackie Wilson. Born this date in Highland Park, Michigan, 89 years ago. Passed away back in 84, way too early. Little love lifted me higher and higher. Some lonely teardrops, whispers. Oh my gosh. Just enjoy some of the Jackie Wilson catalog today. And being Friday, I'm going to borrow from some weekend musical birthdays as we work our way through those coming out of our commercial breaks today. And in between our commercial breaks today, we have actual show content, which is just crazy. Now, you know about the Trump indictment. Let me give you about 60 seconds on that. And then the double weirdness of a couple. Well, one thing is not weird. One thing is aggressive and I believe smart on the part of the Paxton defense team attorneys. They are accusing Dade Phelan, the House Investigating Committee, and the highly paid celebrity attorneys whom they have garnered. The Paxton defense team is accusing them. They've issued a cease and desist letter, which was funneled to me last night, that I will share with you. I shared some excerpts on Twitter last night. Follow me on Twitter at Mark Davis. And everybody's coming at it with flamethrowers. It is the court of public opinion right now. There will be no court, no literal court, because an impeachment is a political process. But the crazy thing is that a lot of Ken Paxton's headaches relate to this Austin real estate developer named Nate Paul, and the so-called whistleblowers were apparently in high dudgeon from stuff that Ken was doing for his friend, and it rose to the level of horrific illegality and corruption in their mind. Well, Nate Paul, this real estate developer, he's in jail, booked into the Travis County Jail. Well, he might have been out by now. I don't know. He was booked into the Travis County Jail at 4:25 yesterday afternoon on a federal warrant. The FBI came and got him, or the FBI saw to it that the Travis County Sheriff's Office came and got him. and nobody's telling us what he's charged with. So what? Now, under normal circumstances, we would be able, if this is the common thread, we look to the Department of Justice. We look to any president who runs the Department of Justice to apply the rule of law in an equitable manner, in a fair manner, no special vendettas poisoning the path of indictments or fueling any kind of persecution, prosecution, as we call them. We rely on that. And these days, you just can't. Here in our great and proud state of Texas, we rely on our officials to bring something to the DEFCON 1 level of impeachment only when, through a fair and open process, a really solid case has been made that seems to deserve impeachment. There was no such openness in this process. There was no such transparency in this process. And now the guy whose partnership with Ken Paxton fuels a lot of this, smoke where everyone wants to think that there's fire in the Paxton-hating legions. This guy is carted off to jail, and they're not telling us why? Is this just an attempt to further stigmatize? Well, Paxton is about to be impeached for his partnership with this guy, for his alliance with this guy, and this guy's in jail, so he must be bad, so that must make Paxton bad. Man, this just cries out for the disinfectant of transparency. It cries out for the harsh light of what's going on here. So as I said, attorneys for the Paxton defense team wrote a scathing letter to Dade Phelan, Representative Andy Murr out of Baytown. He was the chairman of this investigating committee. Democrat Representative Ann Johnson, the ranking Democrat on that committee, the five people who gathered together for a couple of days, decided to impeach Paxton, and also to Rusty Hardin and Dick DeGaren, the octogenarian, high-powered, high-dollar attorneys. Yesterday I played you some audio of the attorney, Mr. Hardin, who's in his golden quote was, "When I read this," the articles of impeachment, "when I read this, I was shocked." Really? Dude, it's not beach reading. This is not, a murder mystery. You're not reading Anne Rice. The best attorney would say, "When I read this, I was curious. When I read this, I wanted to get to the bottom of it and see if it is true." Of course, when the checks are already being cashed, oh, it's true. And then you get other Rusty Hardin quotes like, "When you see this all rolled out in the Senate trial, it's 10 times worse." Really. Meanwhile, the Paxton defense team, Tony Busby, with his news conference day before yesterday, his assertion is absolutely all of it is a fabrication, an attempt at a political assassination, and Paxton is completely innocent. So there is no gray area going on there. You know what? There's no nuance or gray area on this, too. Let's have our moments, and then I'll share this letter that the Paxton defense team sent to Dade Phelan and his henchmen. Lord, guide us and protect us as we face the challenges of this new day. We thank you every day for this blessed nation and your hand in creating it. Fill our hearts with the energy to protect the freedoms which come from you, which our nation was founded to protect. Let us navigate these troubling times with a positive spirit, treating others as we would want to be treated. Lord, these are times of trial and challenge. Lift us as we follow your word and work for a better America, where our Constitution is honored, our schools and public spaces are safe, our elections are reliable, our borders work, where we protect the unborn, and we fight for the meaning and the intent of the two genders you created, and where our differences are hashed out with honesty and goodwill, and our freedoms of speech and worship are protected. as we face each day's problems, give us the clarity to look around and cherish our many blessings in our nation, our great state of Texas, our communities, and our families. If we follow you, Lord, we know we can get through anything. And we ask these things in your holy name. Amen. Okay. Ready for the letter? It is addressed to Representative Dade Phelan, Representatives Andrew Murr and Ann Johnson, Attorneys Rusty Hard and Dick DeGuerin, regarding cease and desist improper contact with potential witnesses. Representatives and counsel, it has come to our attention that you and your agents have been contacting potential witnesses, including employees of the Office of the Attorney General, regarding the House's meritless impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton. Presumably, this is an after-the-fact attempt to gather facts to support your sham investigation, which has made a mockery of all Texans who believe in justice and the Constitution. But whatever the reason for your refusal to conduct your investigation in public, it must stop. When the House debased itself and stained Texas history by voting to impeach the third-term attorney general mere months after his overwhelming electoral victory, all jurisdiction over this matter was transferred to the Texas Senate. Never before in Texas history has a House attempted to continue its impeachment investigation, much less in secret, after it approved articles and delivered them to the Senate. Indeed, once the House presented its articles, it loses all the powers that have been conferred on it to conduct impeachment proceedings. You have no authority to request documents, approach witnesses, or do anything else regarding this matter until the Senate establishes the rules for this proceeding. Let me pause. The Senate apparently gathering to hammer out those rules on the 20th of June. Okay. To the extent that you are relying on the Public Information Act in obtaining information from any public agency or employee, you have two choices. First, you can submit requests in your individual capacity. If you choose to submit requests in this manner, you're acting in your capacity as an ordinary citizen and have no right to obtain confidential or privileged information. Furthermore, while Attorney General Paxton may be temporarily suspended from office, he remains the duly elected constitutional officer. The Office of the Attorney General is a statutory creation that solely exists to assist the Attorney General in the discharge of his constitutional duties. While it is true that Attorney General Paxton is suspended from, quote, exercising the duties of his office, quote, he has not been removed from office, and the governor's provisionally appointed temporary officer is just that. Temporary. Accordingly, to the extent that you seek to obtain any purported waiver of any privilege or protections from the Office of the Attorney General in order to speak with its employees or obtain its documents, know that the office has no authority whatsoever to waive any privilege that attaches to the duly elected constitutional officer, including attorney-client, work product, and executive privileges. In light of the foregoing, there can be no doubt that your efforts to have contact with witnesses are wholly improper. Your clandestine fact-gathering without the opportunity for the Attorney General's participation means that the Senate's rules and process are being undermined before they've even been written. And as you know, Texas law provides strong protections to witnesses from wrongdoers who seek to meddle in judicial processes. But let us be direct. Despite your public statements to the contrary, you know that your investigation and impeachment were concocted behind closed doors and without any public scrutiny, due process, or presentation of evidence that would in any way detract from your Machiavellian political objective. You have chosen to wield the awesome power of impeachment, and you purport to override the will of the voters by means of a process that is repugnant to the principles of justice and fairness and that makes an anti-democratic mockery of our state. Even as you hide behind these cowardly tactics, you are repeatedly claiming to the public that you believe in a transparent process that affords the Attorney General an opportunity to defend himself. Prove it. And underneath that, the electronic signature of Chris Hilton, who was on this show a few days ago, doing just that kind of job in his vigorous defense of Attorney General Paxton. So that is the full text of the cease and desist letter from the Paxton defense team to Speaker Dade Phelan, Republican Andy Muir and Democrat Ann Johnson from the investigating committee, and the attorneys Rusty Hardin and Dick DeGaren. The rodeo, as they say, is on. All right, I'm going to dive into most of the meat of the Trump indictment with our buddy Mike at 7:35. We got a cut, but you know the first thing is, you know what's going to happen? First thing that's going to happen is his poll numbers are going to go up. Why does that happen? I'll tell you next. 7:21. How many shows give you some Jackie Wilson and some Cinderella? I don't know what was going on. I think it just had some 80s stuff on shuffle. This sort of late 80s realm was pretty cool. It was a little past me generationally. Tom Kiefer and the Boys of Cinderella and Gypsy Road from Long Cold Winter. You know what the dirty little secret is? From Cinderella to Stephen Piercy and Rat and even all the hair bands and Poison, all that stuff. Those were some pretty great records. Those were some pretty great songs. All right, so Mike Gallagher coming up 7:35. We're going to dive into the meat of the Trump indictment. He apparently is going to show up let's be like the Alvin Bragg New York dog and pony show with a whole bunch of people. I guarantee you there is because he's saying I'm going to be showing up in the afternoon in Miami. You know folks are going to show up as well. They should, because this is an occasion for America, for Americans to have a comment about what in the world is going on here. I just shared with you the Texas version of suspicions of what appear in many ways to be politically motivated persecution of the Attorney General. And now we get to politically motivated persecution by the United States Attorney General and thus Joe Biden. Of Donald Trump. Where is the bar set? The question is not, did a technical crime get committed? The question is, if there was any criminal intent, and there was not, but it's possible to commit a crime without intent, let's stipulate that, does that instance rise to the level where it is appropriate, good, constructive, fair, and honorable for the sitting president to attempt to jail his main political rival in an upcoming election? There is no universe in which that is good and right and fair and proper. So the first thing that will happen is I almost want to hear Jason Whitlock this morning because he was on Tucker. Oh, by the way, Tucker has episode 2. I'll give you a little bit of that later on. It's a good one. It's a very, very good one. Jason Whitlock was on Tucker when the Alvin Bragg indictment came out and famously said, you know, I'm about 50-50 on Trump. There are things I like, there are things I don't. Oh, and that's when Jason Whitlock, who these days is very politically engaged, admitted that he had never voted in his life. But he said, but right now, tonight, he said, I am hardcore MAGA. Why? Because he was driven. Anytime you vote for a candidate, usually the motivation is because you want that candidate to be in office because you like his agenda, like his ideas, like what he's going to do as president. And by the way, that's why you should vote for somebody. But there's a little added something, something now. And that is to deliver a message to these jackals, to deliver a message to the swamp. There are millions of Americans right now who are sitting there saying, Trump, yeah, maybe, but DeSantis is cool, and maybe there are a couple other folks I might take a look at. 1 million, 5 million, I don't know. 500,000, 10 million, I don't know how many. But there are people waking up this morning saying, oh, hell no. And they are now willing to walk through fire to vote for Trump, to say, I'll tell you what, you're going to come after this guy? You're going to persecute this guy? You're going to politically assassinate this guy? Guess what? We're going to make him president of the United States again and make you eat it. Now, will that last all the way to the primaries? I don't know. Our attention span these days is like a flea. Let me run these things by Mike, but let's let Gordon Griffin run some news items by us. It's 7:31. Mark Davis. Here's Gordon.
and thin and young and lovely. The gal from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes...
I have a theory, Mike, that records from when you're about 6 or 7 years old are your first solid musical memories, and they just stick to you in a kind of a haunting way. Anything circa 67, some mid-range Beatles or stuff, anything like that apply?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I guess. Sort of.
This
maybe.
Is Girl from Ipanema, Stan Getz, yep. And the vocal, it's a sort of a Brazilian bossa nova, and a gentleman named João Gilberto was behind some of the production here, and it's like, we need a woman to sing this, and he says, well, my wife is Brazilian, and she speaks a little English, and they said, well, let's go. So Astrid Gilberto passed away this week at the age of 83, and I just, that, her voice on that record, and by the way, if you're ever in Washington looking for a Brazilian restaurant, great restaurant and a great name, The Grill from Ipanema. And it's really, really good. All right,
hey,
man. What?
Hats off to your buddy Chris Cuomo last night with Matt Taibbi. Even Cuomo says that these charges against Trump are at or below a level
Looky
anyone would
there.
Deem impressive.
Look at so there. Wow.
Your buddy Chris Cuomo, yeah, coming to the rescue. Taibbi said a person who grew up in a third world country, you'd recognize this kind of thing. There were really some great comments on Twitter last night. I'm enamored with Twitter these days now that Elon Musk is running things.
There you go. It's a different world.
Marco Rubio tweeted, there's no limit to what these people will do to protect their power and destroy those who threaten it, even if it means ripping our country apart and shredding public faith in the institutions that hold our republic together. I want to start there with you, Mark. Do you think Merrick Garland for 1 minute gives a rat's rear end about how this is ripping the country apart?
Of course not.
Care?
It's all about power. And as you mentioned, as we take a look at what the Rubios will say and the Ted Cruzes will say and the Mike Gallaghers and the Mark Davises, and we're all right on this, by the way. Note that what you just said about Chris, and News Nation is trying to carve out, it's kind of a middle of the road, we welcome all views thing, which is great. But Chris Cuomo remains a liberal, a center-left liberal. Matt Taibbi is a Trump-hating Rolling Stone writer, but he is also kind of like in the Bill Maher mold, a liberal who deep inside him has at least a fair mind and an honest heart. And when
Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow is casting some shade on this, Mark.
Really?
Yep. Even Rachel Maddow is seeming to suggest that she's looking forward to the Georgia January 6th indictment.
Which is stupid. Which is, first things first, that one, I think that one is the weakest of all of them. But let's stay where we are for a moment, if you want.
Well, I mean, I listen, this is a really, really dark day. It's the first time in American history this has ever happened. There's never been any federal charges against a president. CNN is now breathlessly running with some kind of a tape. They're saying that there's an audio tape of some kind of him supposedly saying that there was a classified document that he didn't classify. And as you've pointed out, I mean, Biden's got boxes of documents on the floor near their Corvette.
Right. And Hillary and documents, and she never even saw the tiniest tentacle of the threat of indictment. This is multi-layered justice and politically driven, and you phrased it exactly right. Listen, is it bad for Trump? It's never anybody's favorite day. I want to talk to you about the polls in a minute because I think it's going to be short-term very good for his fundraising, but it's just objectively bad for a country where we should seem to be able to rely on fair-mindedness and devotion to the rule of law rather than political vendetta.
We have a poll of our own at MikeOnline.com. Would you vote for Trump even if he were in jail?
We've had 100. I can say I'll save you some time. Would you like the results now?
Yeah, try 97%.
You're 97%. You're lowballing it.
97%. I want to know about the 3% who voted that they wouldn't.
Exactly. It's Liz Cheney and Mike Pence.
I mean, hundreds. And let's talk about Mike Pence for a moment.
Let's do, because it's been...
Charlie Kirk, and somebody said last night, speaking of social media, if any of these Republican candidates had some integrity, they'd all say, you know what, and I know you're going to laugh at this because it's not going to happen.
Get out of the race.
Absolutely.
Stop it.
Absolutely.
That's stupid.
Absolutely. Either you take this. Well, what's stupid is indicting Donald Trump on federal charges.
So what you do, let me just return you to the planet Earth for a minute. What I would like to hear, and DeSantis has done it, Tim Scott has done it. I don't know that Pence will. We need a word about him in a moment. They should all say, look, we're running against it. I think Vivek has done it. We're running against him, but this is wrong. This is horribly, horribly wrong.
Let me bring you to planet Earth. Mm-hmm. Here's what's planet Earth. Republicans who are acting like this is normal in any way, shape, or form and not taking... I mean, what's going to stop this, Mark? What's good other than statement? Oh, a strongly worded statement? Give me a break. That's what you and I do for a living. These mm-hmm. guys are in the position to do something about it. And they could get together and they could say, you know what? This is so awful and egregious. He is the front running. And I know they want to beat him. But you know what? Here's the problem, Mark. And here's what you're not entertaining. They're part of the problem. Chris Christie's part of the problem. Mike Pence is part of the problem.
Yeah.
These guys are contributing to the problem. Republicans who are weak.
By doing what? I mean, help them.
By doing nothing.
Okay.
By doing nothing. What? Just a statement?
No. Okay.
What kind of statement?
Then it is up to the voters then. And it is the voters we should care about more than our fealty to Trump or anybody else. Voters deserve a choice.
You're missing the point. This is the far larger point.
You're going to tell me that the millions of people interested in voting for DeSantis or even the other folks that we don't like as much should be robbed of that choice so they can engage in some massive show of unity because Trump's in legal problems. Screw that. Leave it to the voters. If the voters are mad enough, then they'll vote for Trump anyway.
They're not letting the voters decide, Mark. Don't you understand it? You don't get it. That's what they want to stop.
No, they're not.
They want to put him in jail. What are you talking about?
Your poll that you're conducting proves that you're saying something crazy because Mark, Trump can still be on the ballot even if he's not going to be in jail by the primaries, but they can vote for him anyway. They can vote for him anyway.
Yep. If the Republicans were unified for a change against this lawfare and against this absolute debacle and this sham, this disgrace, then we'd get somewhere. Here's what they're trying to do, and you know it. I mean, here's what's so strange about your peculiar reaction to this, that it's so crazy or stupid.
To tell everybody to get out of the race. Oh, yeah, I'm crazy because I don't think everyone should suspend their campaign because Trump's butt is in a sling. That's insane.
And yet you know that what they're trying to do with this bogus indictment is stop Trump from running.
Of course. And who will decide? The voters. Who will ultimately have the final say? The voters.
They're not letting it get to that point.
What are you talking about? Who's preventing it? Who is preventing the voters from weighing in? How will Merrick Garland prevent anyone from voting for Trump in New Hampshire? Tell me now.
You think that a federally indicted president is a pristine candidate in New Hampshire? You don't think this is an effort to stop him from being... No, they're not. That is the story. The whole story is they've impeached him. They've indicted him. I mean, somebody even said this last night. What's left? Assassination?
This is so weird. I'm not kidding. This is a typical Eminem moment. In that you're right, in that 95% of what you're saying is totally right. I completely share that same space of how outrageous it is. You know, you going full MAGA Inc. headquarters, calling on everyone else to get out of the race is just stupid.
That's not MAGA Inc. headquarters. That is total MAGA Inc. That is saying we're not going to accept business as usual.
Then fine.
This isn't normal. This is third world banana. Absolutely. Republic crap. But unless something drastic happens on the part of fellow Republicans, mm-hmm. we're going to be helpless to stop this. We're going to be and there's a feeling of helplessness that is set in that is so wrong here. And I, of course, it's a bridge too far. And of course, you're right
now.
In that they're never going to do that. But they should, Mark. They Should. And frankly, I love you. You're wrong in not calling them to do so.
All right. Very good.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Don Jr.
Don Jr. on this any day of the week.
I'd rather be with Don Jr. than you on this one because
drastic times call for drastic measures. It's time that Americans recognize what's at stake. The very Constitution is at stake. Mark, you tweeted it beautifully. Number 46 wants to stop number 45 from being number 47.
That's it.
Listen, this is the weaponization of a Justice Department in order to stop Biden's chief political rival. And this is horrible. This trumps anything. And incidentally, the timing of this sure is peculiar. How about caught the whistleblower saying that he bribed Biden to the tune of about $5 or $10 million.
Kind of buries that story, doesn't it? Hey, 60 seconds on Mike Pence. Mike Pence, for me, 4 or 5 days ago, honorable guy. Not that interested in him being president, but I love him. Good man, good Christian, good conservative, et cetera, et cetera. It took 3 days of the Mike Pence presidential campaign for me to go dark on him because he is permitting things like this. His political action committee, the Committed to America PAC, have you seen this garbage they put out?
Yep. Story of two men. Mike Pence stood for the rule of law while the other man wanted to eat your children, or whatever they say about Trump. Are these people this stupid? Doesn't
everybody running against Trump know that their only path to success is to peel away some of the people who love Trump? And the only value in insulting Trump and condemning him is to curry favor with the Liz Cheney tiny sliver of never Trumpers. I don't get it. And Pence, God bless him, I'm done.
Well, he was with Hugh Hewitt this morning, and I just heard from Hugh, who said, hey, feel free to share his message.
Couldn't care less.
He believes it. I do, too. I could care less
less.
And incidentally, a lot of the text messages coming in and obviously supporting me on this issue, but what they're saying is, but consider this, Mark. We're at a tipping point. And I don't know that you realize where you recognize it.
I do.
This is a tipping point.
And
Mark.
I know. And for those are wondering what difference does it make? The natural follow through of what you're talking about is if everyone were to fall on their respective swords and get out of the race, making Trump the only candidate remaining, then he would obviously be the nominee. And there you go. And it increases the chance of making him president again, which seems to be the only retribution that could solve this crisis.
I know. Let me just end here with a little bit of inspiration and a prayerful name dropping. I went to a party last night. You know where I hung out?
Where?
I hung out in the home of Clemson University's football coach, Dabo Sweeney.
What an incredible man.
Love and Mark, him. I got to visit with him. Your instincts are so right about this guy. He is such a good and faith-filled guy. This was an event honoring the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Mm-hmm. And I was invited to go, and it's at his home, and incidentally, his home. Oh, my gosh.
They're making some money at Clemson.
He ain't exactly living in a van down by the river. A beautiful home, and his wife and his kids were there. I got to hang out with, and I one-on-one. In fact, he had a joke about when he knew what I did for a living. We were talking about the show. He said, my wife is very political. She has a solid economic position. And I said, really? He goes, yeah, she can save the economy. My wife has a very solid economic plan.
That is.
She spends left and she spends right.
That's very balanced.
But you know something? To listen to faith-filled people who talk about the challenges we face as a nation and yet saying God's got this, they introduced us to players. In fact, Cade Klubnik was there, the quarterback, the very talented young quarterback from Texas. He's from Austin, you know, and he's the Clemson quarterback. And I got to meet him, and he's impressive. Oh, these young players are all committed to Christ. These are players who don't play football for the sake of playing football. They play it to honor the Lord and to spread the gospel. One of the young men, his mother and grandparents were just killed in a tornado a year or two ago. I think he's a linebacker, and he was just saying, hey, God has a plan. I don't know what it is, but I'm here to honor God. I mean, it was a night that I'm going to follow Dabo Sweeney to the ends of the earth. This guy is remarkable. And I shared with him how I got to host the Tiger Tailgate Show for a couple years back in the day. And, of course, he recognized those years. And it was just a magnificent moment. But, Mark, it's the way you start your show every day. You pray. We have to pray. We got to hold on to each other during these perilous times. I mean, we just went over our goal for our prison fellowship campaign. We had a goal of 845 kids to send them to Christian summer camps. It's 869 of 5 minutes ago. I mean, it's unbelievable. In two and a half weeks. I'm so just blessed to be able to do this and hang out with you and be with faith-filled people who understand the significance of God, of prayer. God's got this, and let's not forget it. But let's please pray for our country right now because she needs it more than ever, Mark.
that when you, your last couple of minutes are a tonic in these crazy times, and I just love you and have a great. You're still in South Carolina this morning, Bobby?
Yeah, one more day and then back to Florida on Monday.
Well, listen,
we got a big event tonight with Gorka on stage. We got the big Patriots.
That's right. And the choir and the children's choir that got booted out of the Capitol. Yes.
And the children's choir is going to sing. And I've been tasked with going with Joey to pick Seb up at the Greenville Spartanburg International Airport.
Oh, excellent.
Mike, we'll be his gin and tonic, Mike.
Hello, Michael. This is Dr. G. Awesome. We can't wait to see him.
I can't wait for stories on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. Best to Seb. Best to Joey. Thank you. That's my friend, Mike Gallagher. And he does his whole entire show. I assume you knew that. And it's right after we're done at 10 on 660 AM. He I talked about the magic of music from when you were like 6, 7, 8 years old and a girl from Ipanema. And then there's something to those records from the 40s and 50s before rock and roll was a thing. And that's why I like doing that in the way, way, way back machine. But this is the way, 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 way back. 1931, the year my dad was born. This is Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians and Dancing in the Dark. Fred Waring. Band leader extraordinaire, born this date in 1900. So we'll let these guys take us out and into the 8 o'clock hour. Got some calls coming right off the bat. Do join us, 866-660-5759. I love the vocals, too, from the 30s. Just, it's like they're dragging people off the street, setting up microphones and say, okay, guys, sing. Oh, they're good, mind you. And in fact, let's honor them from, gosh, almost 100 years ago. And hop on out and into the news. Mark Davis, 660 AM, The Answer. Stick around.
I have you, love, and we can face the music.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.